The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For like paints and board games and stuff, right? Thanks.
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
I loved Kablam bothered the shit out of me.
Jessica, you can't swear in the first 5 seconds.
Cut it out.
No, I can't do that.
You can literally.
Well, then replay the music and we'll just like pretend it never happened.
I'm just kidding, Jess. I don't care when you swear. This is episode 313.
Well, shit.
Papa.
Fuck.
Wow.
What?
That wasn't an invitation.
Well, I totally was.
All right. Ben, get yours out if you want.
I really want to sing that line from Blink-182. Sorry.
What?
Go ahead, Ben.
I'm sorry.
So you can get your swearing out now if you want.
No, I'm a fucking gentleman. I'm okay.
Fair.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to regret this, but Pickle? She's turning red.
I want to say it so bad, but I won't.
Is it dick wrinkle?
Bullocks.
Oh.
No.
Bollocks?
I want to say
quack
so bad.
Wow.
Cut that out.
This is a family show, ma'am.
I know. Cut that one out.
Just replace it with quacks. They'll love it.
Quack.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that sound bit on my computer, though.
Discord does. Figure it out.
Here, just use this. Quack.
Just give sound it a bite. Quack. I'll just cut that and put it in both spots. Copy it over there. Mm-hmm.
Quack.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for coming back for 313, kind of the Skaven's number after you just,
killed it.
Split his throat.
Why is there not a good swear word that rhymes with teen?
Peen.
Yeah, I thought peen, but it's just.
That's not really a swear word.
No,
word,
and that also seems predatory.
Vagine.
Also sounds another predatory. But stop cutting off what I'm trying to thank the patrons for going to Patreon.
That always sounded a little bit creepy to me.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/professionalcasual. Thank you so much to X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kill the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Belisenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, Kieran, Cottonmouth, and Tony.
Is that my dog?
I think it's your dog.
I don't know. I was trying to think of swear words.
I'm gonna go get our dog.
Yeah.
I think it's your dog.
He doesn't have the bark collar on, huh?
He doesn't.
Woof,
what
woof.
An a-hole.
What a
quack.
Power dam.
Wow.
Power dam? Might
that
be.
Was good.
You're getting swearing tonight.
It's like a dental dam that you have to charge with a USB first.
We just adjective up an existing swear word. I feel like we're most of the way there, right?
Yeah.
Invent a new one.
That's good stuff.
Dan, do you have a favorite swear word that when said in media awkwardly or as humor that you generally get a giggle out of?
I don't think it's so much about like a particular swear word. It's how it's used.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if there's one that will like, you know, get me every time.
When I was in, back in high school, I had this this friend, Nate, and he was like pretty, you know, buttoned up. Mm-hmm. He was from a Mormon family, so like he was pretty reserved. Mm-hmm. And I kind of took it upon myself to be the cool friend to him because like, you know,
education.
Who else was I going to be cool in comparison to?
Mm-hmm.
And hot damn was in parlance. And I was like, I can change that up. And I started saying hot bastard around him a lot.
Good one.
As an exclamation. So I kind of always like that one.
There is one bit that always gets me, and it's usually like pet videos when like a dog steals something and gets caught or something like that, and when they like zoom in on the dog barking and they say quack, like that gets me every fucking time. Every time.
It's quite good.
I don't think I've seen one of those videos. That sounds great.
Next time they come up, I'll send it to you.
Sounds hilarious.
Does it scare the dog when you do it?
No, it's the dog saying it instead of barking.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God. We watched the newest episode of Scrubs the other day. Mm. And it was like, every line was gold. I laughed through like the entire episode. It was amazing. The reboot was so good.
Yeah, I think Scrubs is done. I think it's been done for years, man.
I don't know what you're watching. I really don't want to open it back up.
It's so good.
There's a new season that apparently is very good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I've heard.
And I am not, like, I literally will not watch the last episode of something because, no, I just
didn't. Don't want it to be done?
Nope. And I didn't watch the last season of Scrubs because it was trash.
We watched some of it.
I don't remember any of that. But this was actually very good as far as reboots go.
Are they doing more?
Yeah. Two more seasons.
Okay.
Yep. Wow.
Really?
Definitely a season two.
I haven't seen anything about it getting renewed, but that doesn't mean it hasn't.
Yeah, no, there's been talks of a season two.
Cool. Well, that's good because
what are they going to do after season two?
Season three usually comes next. Just so you know, three comes. I knew you
was doing. They might. Who knows?
Thanks, Ben. But we already started the episode.
You want me to start it over? And then you don't have to cut all that on quack.
No. We're already 11 minutes in.
You're not going to cut any of that out?
Yeah. I'm going to cut most of that out.
Oh, I thought so.
It will have been 11 minutes for us, but only a few for listeners.
That's one more than Ben 10.
That was a good show.
I liked that show.
Ben 11. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think the name of Kevin 11 is absolutely inspired. Kevin 11. Hot take.
I even wrote a note and I still forgot. I wrote that Jonna had cast fly in herself. That's cool. Stop it. Like two episodes ago. You're but right. We are on the third strata. You just killed a bunch of rats, including Malice.
You didn't thank people.
I did too.
What's a strata with you?
You didn't read the list.
I read down the list.
No, you didn't.
Not this episode.
I did.
Ring.
Prove it.
Handsome Andy.
No.
Chris Dillard.
Some guy. Random guy. He did. He read it down.
Yeah, because I specifically didn't mess up the order this time. I thought Ben was going to like say it with me.
Ferris Bueller.
Good job, Ben. I really appreciate you.
Upper Decker. Farts with Wind. Yeah,
the entire country of
Estonia,
Uzbekistan,
Niger,
Zimbabwe. Mouth with farts.
Okay, we can get back to the fact that I just cut someone's throat.
Any Obama?
I thought you said
regular Obama.
All right, I forgot. You get some experience for that.
What?
For the things you did. You don't want it?
Skinny That's Obama fine. And regular Obama were two names that I saw on it. Opposing team in a match of Heroes of the Storm one time. All right. I wish I were on my team so I could ask them.
Where are my rewards? Here we go. Okay.
Put it in Foundry so I can push a button.
For defeating Malice Manrak, you get 80 experience. For rescuing Jonna Eberhauer, you get 20 experience. That's it so far.
All right. I'll take it.
Is there bonus experience if we went on a date with Jonna Eberhauer?
No, you would have gotten that as...
Oh, my God. Deep.
You would have gotten that as a roleplay experience when you did that.
Oh, so how much did we get for roleplay experience? 50?
I mean,
we...
How do you know I'm going to say 50?
Because you always say 50. Right? You got to bump that number up. Throw us off.
I'm sorry, Ben. He talked over you. What'd you say?
Rats off to you.
Rats off to me as well. We really didn't do any role playing last episode. It was all pretty much just mechanical.
Right? Totally. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I get extra EXP for bothering Tim?
Yeah, you got the 50 for role playing. No.
Can you put it in there so I can click it?
My God, I've been power leveling for hundreds of episodes.
So much power leveling. All right, I need to increase Green Wardens by 50. That's a nice easy one to do here.
You're easy.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Especially roasted. Get a couple drinks in them. Ew.
I had one drink yesterday.
Damn.
Was it Tang?
With a... No, it was a blueberry cider, and it was really good.
Oh.
But I had it like with a big taco bowl, and it was... That was really good.
How much is the first 5 points of a characteristic?
25 each.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm 5 smarter.
That's too many smarters.
Way to go.
Now your language magic 75.
Oh, it ups that?
Language magic is based off intelligence.
No, oh, I got to do a lot of erasing.
Yeah, you do. Or you finally have access to...
Yeah, I just got access to increased brain.
Increase brain.
You can have a big brain too.
Boy.
Now I'm a brain 50.
Wow. It's a big brain.
I have spent exactly the number of experience points I have.
Wow.
Usually like you're a little bit off and you have to like stop at like 5 or 10.
Yeah.
Nope. Exactly spent every penny.
Two Love more it. Points, and that's one less number I can miscast on.
I hate that.
Yeah. I love really that for hate you. That. I love it a lot for you.
That does mean he only has 4 numbers he can miscast on right now. As it is.
Only 3.
77, 88, 99, and 100.
Oh, I can miscast on 100?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Dumb.
Also, with the defeat of the mastermind behind all of this, you feel full of determination and get your fortune points back.
Jess, you get all your fortune points back.
Shut up, guys.
Jess, you're unstoppable
now. We tried
now.
To get you to use it last episode. I suggested it.
Yeah, I know. It's worth not using it. It played out pretty great, actually.
So at this point, we don't need to be in combat we need to be in initiative order because Malice is deaded. Webby is taking schematics and things. He said he's pretty okay with it being destroyed at this point. John has been channeling and blasting it with lightning.
Nice.
And she says, Dr. Webby. Word that this doesn't seem to be doing as much as I would like. Do you have any suggestions on how we can destroy this more efficiently?
Blow up the floor beneath it.
And do I have suggestions for such a thing?
Yeah, you would have. Webby would definitely have ideas.
Okay. What we're gonna need to do, look, the lightning is being grounded at these tethers right here. You see that? What we're gonna need to do is prime smaller explosions right in this quadrant down here. When you hit it with the lightning, when it's heating up, not when it finishes completely heating up to the point where it's glowing, the lightning is going to have a grounding effect. So we don't want that. But while it's heating up, you should be able to do it, and it'll make the smoke that comes out of it combust. Big bang, boom, we're done.
That makes a lot of sense. You're a doctor of medicine and engineering. Is that correct?
Yes, I fix,
period.
Non-reactive explosives so that they're exploding better. And you know, I did promise this one dwarf that I would use this feisty little cinder blast bomb. I think I can think of no greater purpose than priming the explosion for this.
Yes, I think a bomb makes more sense than me attacking it with magic. I have a feeling that we're going to need to get put quite the distance between us and the cannon if we're planning on exploding anything. It does use this warp fuel. I do know that it is quite volatile.
Yeah, pretty too. I'll go ahead and start, you know, seeding little micro explosives from my stash around this thing so that when we are ready to go, we can, I don't know, someone can throw a torch at it or something.
Can I use my set trap skill to help improve?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, Green Warden, if you have them all manage on the same trigger, that would be super useful.
Challenging? Average?
Average.
While they're doing that, maybe you and I can make sure that not only this fuel stuff gets the rest of the way dumped, but that they can't use these again?
Yes, that is a very good idea.
2 success levels.
Nice.
I will take the Rathman's weapon because it was making my weapon be funky glowy. I will use that to like smash up these barrels.
You'll have to
all right, I can't use
wear the backpack with it.
Oh, can I wear the backpack with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's and real I can big. Like
use this.
It really hurts your leg though. Oh. It adds a ton of weight.
I don't want to do this. Never mind.
I'll do it. I can use pole arms.
Here you go, Webby. You do this. I'm not strong enough.
My name's Lucky, but Jerry.
Oh, sorry, Lucky.
Yeah, I'm not the only one that does it.
I hurt so bad. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. We're both very highly skilled doctors and professionals, so I could see why you would get and that also, mixed up. Honest mistake.
He just always goes for the green stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I was just thinking that Lucky really doesn't get first pick of much of the loot.
Oh, I don't want to keep this.
Like, maybe if there was an extra couple of enchanted items that he could have. I was thinking, just to, you know, even things out a bit.
I don't even know what that means. I can't hear
can it. Can I also,
through this awesome cloak I'm wearing.
Can I also, scavenge from both the engineers and the folk that shot me with a exploding poison bomb?
Yeah. So before you do that, Green Warden had two success levels on set trap.
Yes.
So Webby can make a average test to represent you placing bombs. And I'm going to let that, depending on how well you roll here, you'll get a better idea of how far away you should be.
Point blank, I think we need to be out of this entire mountain.
So I did just get fortune points back, correct?
Yep.
Cool. Oh my goodness, I'm not rolling particularly well at all. What kind of test is this? Trade engineering?
That would make sense to me, yeah.
Alright, I got one success level.
Okay, so yeah, you figure you should definitely not be on this floor.
I figure we shouldn't be in the mountain when it goes off.
If you can figure out a way to detonate this stuff from a floor or more below.
I'll start thinking on that, but Green Warden, there's a pretty compelling reason why we don't want to wait too long to set this off. There's other folk on lower levels. We ought to provide a big distraction when we are trying to leave. And I can think of no bigger distraction than blowing up a cannon.
I think, too, between me and Janna, That chute that's out the front that they were dumping the excess waste and stuff out of, I don't see any reason we don't just fly everyone out of here instead of dealing with anything that's downstairs.
Well, that is a good point.
Yes, I can cast fly.
What's that?
I could cast fly and carry someone.
So we might have to make trips, but we could get people at least to a safe spot back on the road or something and then come get the third person.
Is there a I didn't see the outside at all. Is there a vantage point that we could, like, take ourselves to and then Green Warden could, like, shoot a flaming arrow or something like that to set it off?
I mean, that would be incredibly cinematic and romantic to experience together, so we should probably try to make sure that happens.
I don't know. We'd need somebody who is, like, ridiculously fine-tuned to shooting far objects. Like, to the exclusion of almost any other skill.
There might be someone back at the picket.
Just the space.
Oh, yeah. You know, I bet that dwarf, bet he and Eunice or whatever the name of the...
Oh, legitimately, was. Yeah. He probably has all sorts of cannon stuff that could just set this right off.
Hey, cannon unto cannon, as I say. Mm-hmm. Live by the cannon, die by the cannon.
That's right.
Astrid.
Oh, Astrid.
Thank you. I don't know why I keep calling her Eunice. She just looked like a Eunice to me. You look kind of homely.
Jonna, if you would like an arrow shot at this, I will shoot at the arrow.
Fantastic. I understand you're a magnificent shot nearly as good as...
I'll make sure that the combustibles go to the right spot.
Van Maris himself. I was trying to remember his name. To answer Ben's earlier question, the warlock engineers. One has a warp musket, one has a warplock pistol. They're both wearing a bunch of armor, but, you know, Skaven armor looks ratty.
But I'm...
They also both have an engineer's toolkit and bullets and powder. But if you want any leather
regular
armor...
Regular bullets?
Hmm?
Regular bullets?
They're like, you can tell they have like the tiniest bit of warp stone in them.
Yeah, give me it all. I'll take it all.
Did we pass any stars or anything like that that like would have had big barrels of powder or anything?
Not that you saw.
Okay.
Does this count as warp stone ammo?
Yeah.
How much?
Six. No, four, because they each fired once.
Also, hell yeah.
The poison wind mortar, they just had, oh, they do have armor. It didn't matter. They got zapped for so much damage. They had three more poison wind globes, the mortar itself, and they each had a sword on them.
Is there any additional powder and stuff we could get from the mortar?
Yeah, they would need some kind of propellant.
Okay. I'll try to gather a bunch of that stuff up for Webby.
And I'll put the poison wind globes on Webby's sheet so you can see their rules and such.
Thank you very much.
If I can find it on Foundry.
And then out that front, while they're doing all that, can I kind of see what the vantage point is, what the safe point to drop people off and come back and get other people and like all that type of hoopla?
Yeah, so you can go over to where you see the green stuff flowing down the side. I don't know if you realized this before, but that's also where those dead bodies came from that guy had on like a cart. Mm-hmm. And all you realize that was the green stuff like dripping from them, and they had like fallen down or been tossed down that way. But with your amulet, you know you can fly wherever.
Right.
But you can see there's a decent vantage point a ways away. You know that if Janna were to cast flight, she would need to cast, like overcast it quite a bit to get there
okay.
and back without recasting it, which you know can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
So you figure if she casts it pretty well, she could fly somebody over and back before it's done.
Okay, well, and she would, so really worst case scenario, she can get there, recast, come back, recast.
Worst case, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because normally, how long does flight usually last?
And honestly, she just needs to get there with somebody. I can go, get back, bring the last person. There's no reason for her to risk that.
Mm.
I explained that to her very romantically and attractively.
Romantically. Mm-hmm. It normally lasts 5 rounds, so 30 seconds. That's not very long. But that means she can travel, her agility bonus becomes her move, so 5. Oh, she's actually really fast. Because it says flight agility.
Yeah, so she's faster than me flying.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, so it sounds like we're getting a bit of a plan. Everybody give me a quick challenging perception test. Not based on sight.
2. I'll say 2.
John is not.
1 success level.
Didn't
also, I can't see those wind globe things you were talking about.
5.
Whoa. So again, you realize this level is pretty quiet. Doesn't seem to be anybody up here at this time, and the level below seems to be quieter than it was.
Okay, so we need to hurry right along.
Yes, sounds like the battle below is done.
Ben, you've got under trappings, you should see under weapons. I added poison wind globe. Actually, you have 3 of them.
So, and actually, while they're doing that, I could get Green Warden out and she could be able to kind of cover us in the air on the way back.
Sure.
Just trying to save time, really. So if we get bombarded at the last second as we're trying to get out of here, we're prepared for it. Like if Webby's the last person really that needs to go out so he can do whatever he needs to do, we can start. What?
Rub myself up against the cannon, you mean?
Well, that.
Like a cat.
Listen, consider this a preemptive yes and. Will it help us? Will it, prevent this plan from working? Will it, who knows? I just like providing opportunities.
Just the idea, suggesting Webby goes last.
What? He's the engineer. He's the one that would know the most on how to do this.
And how terrible would it be if he's the one that didn't make it out?
No.
Because he was last.
Very legitimately, that was the last thought on my mind.
And yours, but not Lucky's.
But yeah, that's probably fair.
Or I could go last and shoot it on the way out.
That too. I just didn't know how big of a boom it was going to be.
That would be cinematic and romantic looking too. It'd be cool if Janna saw me flying out as the explosion went off. Yeah, you should be last.
To make this work, do you need to hold on to me or do I need to hold on to you? Because I need both my arms to shoot an arrow.
I can hold on to you. I got a great gripper.
That sounds uncomfortable.
No.
Weird.
Not really.
As long as you won't be impeding my shot as we go, I could shoot in the air if it's a last minute fly.
Okay. I can't guarantee I won't get in the way, but I'll certainly do my best not to. I don't know what gets in the way of shooting. I've only shot it a couple times, and normally I miss. So I guess we're kind of the same there.
Janna walks up to the edge, and she's...
How large is this target that I'm shooting at? Because given channeling. The doorway we're flying out of, which way are we flying out? It shouldn't be this way, right? Is it all the way down here to the right?
Yeah.
And put Janna over here to the... or you could go to the north.
That won't give me a very good shot at the cannon.
No. You know you would need to, like, arc an arrow down, like, into the hole where the, like, the big barrel of the gun is sticking up out of the mountain. Basically making a shot blind.
Yeah. The larger my target could be, the easier it will be. Webby.
Noted. I will start, we'll make sure that it's a big old target.
Wow, Janna just, I had her channel for flight. Three tests, she got 74, 73, 86.
Wow.
They were all successes because I made an average because we're not in combat or anything, but barely any extra success levels there. So she powers up a bit before casting flight and she's like, are we ready to go? Who am I taking first?
Mina.
Okay.
Kingfisher? She nods.
I'm assuming we're using incendiaries to start the explosion.
Eagle.
All right, she got three.
Incendiaries? I mean, that would definitely get us a lot of fire, but not a lot of boom for our bang. I'm going to be using the cinder blast bombs primarily to blow this thing up.
I think you got two of those or one?
If you just shut up a minute, I would, yeah, you got two of them.
Right, my point is, what am I shooting at? Like, are we going to
grease the ground or something?
Oil trail?
No. I tore up a bunch of bed sheets and made like this big wick thing that I'm going to be fanning out, like kind of an umbrella. If you shoot anywhere on that, the fire will catch, lead down into the cinder blast bombs, and it'll do the trick.
As long as nothing comes up here and puts the fire out.
Right.
None of them even know how fire works. I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, give me one more average train engineering to see how well can you prepare this to make it potentially easier for Green Warden.
Definitely not a failure.
Can you set trap to improve this?
It's two success levels.
Okay, so that'll help Green Warden's test later. All right, Janna did super overcast enough to make it last 10 rounds, so she's got a minute of flight. And she looks out there and you can see like the howling wind, it's night, it's dark, it's freezing. And she just looks out, she's like, where am I going?
Where is the spot that I saw?
Right, you made a test and passed it, right?
Yeah.
So you, you could fly out there with her to show her. It's going to be hard to describe, like, that ledge over there.
I'll do the best I can.
To describe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I'll bring Webby at the same time. We'll go together.
That's what I was going to think. You could show her the way. I was going to have her make, like, an average intuition.
Yeah, we'll measure carpet ride this bitch. I'm also going to cast protection from rain first, so I'm nice and pretty, and I am. Okay. And I'm also protected from rain.
Oh, good. So you fly Webby over, she flies Mina. So
I'm going to tell Lucky how much I hate it the entire time.
I'm also assuming before you go, you show me how this works. And I will use
So I use the last of my dwarf blood to lubricate the rope that's fraying out into this fan-like pattern that you're going to shoot at. Dwarf blood, mostly alcohol. So
Oh my gosh.
You know, the ability of it is going to go right into the bombs.
Do I need to make a check to build this arrow, this flaming arrow?
That's a good question. You guys have stuff to make fire. You would know how to, I think you would know how to do this.
We have a bunch of liquor milk left over.
Liquor milk?
Yeah.
It's true, the kvass.
Yeah,
the kvass we didn't give to the goblins because I killed them all.
Well, because he tried to give them two bottles and they got mad. Or a bottle.
I wanted them to try it. It was a sample.
They didn't understand that.
It was a sample.
Specifically, this is in the book. They desire quantity over quality.
I just wanted to know if they liked it.
It was so good, though, because I was like, just give him the whole case. And you're like, I'll give you one. He was like, no. All right. You guys fly over. Webby and Mina are left. The wizards fly back.
No, we don't need the wizards to fly back. If she's going to potentially have to fall and die.
Oh, just Webby flies back?
Webby's not flying anywhere.
Ah! You missed it. Yeah, for the first
up there again.
90 episodes, I mixed up Carl and Bruno all the time for reason. So.
I threw up like three times on Lucky on purpose.
Thankfully, the wind is strong and I'm above them, so it would be impressive. And yeah, I'll go back to
it. It was mostly just for the gesture.
Green Warden.
All right, so you go back and get Green Warden.
Can I have a minute with Mina?
Oh, sure.
We're like waiting for them to come back.
Yeah, you, Mina, and Jana are all like on a ledge a ways away.
Yeah, I'll just talk to Mina for now. So, like, going okay?
Yes, it is painful, but now it's something with my stomach is very itchy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll need to replace those parts soon, but
I think
probably
I might
good
just,
to get assistance.
I might just need a bath, maybe. It has been a while.
Fresh out of those. I'd never touch the stuff.
It has been a while since we were in Middenheim and I had a nice bath. So I am thinking, you know, my other clothes might just be stale, perhaps.
Middenheim. You know, we could have ruled the roost here. How long has it been that you've been doing the graft bidding and going this way, taking orders? We could have really had huge workforce under us if things had gone different here.
No.
Big old cannon.
I don't know, though. This is all about, like, destruction, you know? That is not my life. I mean, I like destruction, I like to kill the bad guys. I don't like to, like, shoot the moon.
No, I'm not saying we had to shoot the moon, but imagine the size of the bad guys we could shoot with the cannon.
That is true. We could shoot some pretty bad guys. Some pretty big bad guys. We could, like, blast that brass keep.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah. Those guys.
Or, you know anyone who looks at us bad. Anything, really.
Yeah. And somebody makes a stink eye at us.
Whoa, you're gonna get the cannon.
Off
right?
The map. You want the cannon? I'll give you the cannon.
Think about how effective your torture routine would be.
That's true.
You just had a big cannon there.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose I could threaten the cannon. Like, I'll
get but then you use the cannon.
I'll get you with your fingernails now. You'll get the cannon later.
Yeah. The fingernails ain't never coming back.
Like, what's a cannon? You don't want to know.
What is happening right now?
Don't worry about it. We're talking about torture.
They're making plans for their future.
Just me and Webby speaking the only language they know.
Yeah, man.
So how's Green Warden going to do this?
How long would it take this fabric to burn?
I mean, something like this, you know, would go pretty quick, but not like instantaneous.
Yeah.
If you're using it like a wick.
If I'm using it like a wick, when she sees Webby turn around to, or Lucky, who are you?
Oh my god.
Jerry!
Jerry.
So when he turns around to come back, she's probably prepping to just light it before, without even shooting an arrow.
That makes sense.
It doesn't feel worth risking the arrow shot if it's going to take time to light. And she's just going to make that call on her own. Yeah, we'll shoot an arrow. No, she's just going to light it for sure. Yeah.
So you, like, light a torch and just once Lucky comes back.
Once Lucky is effectively, like, right there and, like, you're ready to go, she's going to chuck it and go, yep, now.
Hold on.
And it goes,
well, now stop. Like, be specific with this, because I had a plan. Mm-hmm. Wow.
You did before, too, and I did what I wanted.
So, I just, you're doing it, like, as I arrive back, or as you said, when I'm ready to go?
You'll get there.
Yeah, I'm flying back. I'm about to land. I'm just doing this slow, so if you did want to do it before I was like super like landed or whatever, you could. And I set my feet.
No, you land first.
Okay. All right, before we go, there's something very important that we need to do. I'm going to tell you one thing I appreciate about you. That's not a bad
thing. I throw the torch. Let's go.
Whoa, no, and you say one good thing about me. Quick.
You're going to get me out of here alive. Let's go.
That, fine.
That's what your turn.
That's what you appreciate about me?
Yeah, go.
Oh, well, hold on. Give me a second.
Is a line, is lit, is on fire.
I think.
It's moving across the wave.
I like the way you don't hesitate and you just do what you want.
And I grab your arm and I'm dragging you.
Okay, but no, I do really appreciate it. And then, yeah, I'll take off.
Lucky, give me an average athletics test.
No. I fail. let me check to make sure.
Average is plus 20.
It is. And negative one.
Okay. So you're flying away and there's just this impossibly huge, everybody give me an challenging endurance test, explosion. It's like blows the top off the mountain practically. It's
supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Earth-shattering kaboom.
Yes. I want to feel all of the explosion. Can I just fail this intentionally?
Does this occur while we're flying?
Yeah.
Can we feel it in the air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you be able to feel it in the air?
I can feel it coming not in the ground. Air from the key.
Tonight?
How do you do?
Negative one.
What's okay. The test?
Challenging endurance.
Oh.
Yeah, you should be fine.
Yeah, fine. I got really worried.
Oh, Jana's endurance is bad. Oh, she got negative one. Webby,
I got positive three, and I am standing for it.
Mina and Jana get knocked off their feet by the concussive force of this explosion. Webby just stands there as it blows his hair back and everything.
Webby loves
lab coat flapping in the wind. I light a cigar.
Yeah.
This is a good day.
The same cigar.
Everything lights up bright green. Lucky and Green Warden. Lucky loses his grip.
No, I don't.
Didn't you say you had negative?
No.
No. Oh, on the athletics test?
No, on the endurance.
No. Yeah, I passed it.
Oh. Actually,
also positive one.
Okay.
I rolled high, but my endurance is 65. I'm fine.
Oh, okay. It like blasts, you get like buffeted in the air from the force of it.
Oh, yeah, proper.
But you're able to keep going, especially because it's a magical amulet that does this. You don't really have to concentrate on it very hard.
Yeah.
You figure like if you were this would just a spell you cast, you probably would have like lost the spell from that.
Yeah.
The agility test was giving me an idea how far away you would have gotten before.
Gotcha.
It exploded. You get a negative there, but how much did you pass the endurance test by?
Two.
Okay. I was going to make it either difficult or hard, so you would have passed anyway. For the endurance one.
Hmm?
So you're able to get to that same ledge.
I wouldn't have passed if it was hard. It would have been negative. Success level. Zero negative.
Wait, what?
Because two positive success levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you'd minus 20 from that by making it hard.
Yeah.
I rolled like 20. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Why are we doing
that? How would that not be?
Because the tens unit is calculated for the thing. So if it was like, say, so for instance.
Let's just, what did you roll?
I rolled a 41.
Okay, and your endurance is?
A 65.
So.
Oh, it would have been positive zero.
Yeah, you still would have passed. That's okay. What I thought.
Fine. Whatever.
Okay.
Oh my God, I didn't follow my death.
Whew. So you land on this little ledge. With Mina, Webby, and Jana. The whole thing is on fire. You see flaming, skaven bodies like pouring out of holes and windows you didn't really know were in the mountain before.
Sorry, this is hurting my brain. So if I rolled a 47 and my skill is a 65 and it was hard, then it would have been zero negative success levels because it would have been two over what the target was.
Correct.
So that's what I was.
Okay. There was a small chance it still could have.
Yes.
But even if I didn't make that test hard, you would have passed it.
Yes.
These flaming skaven coming out all the different directions. Oh. There are pieces of mountain flying off in the air from this huge explosion. The whole top of the mountain is burning green. You even down like in the valley below, so much of that warp fuel like splashed down there is all on fire. Like, what was it called? Wildfire in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like green fire. And there you see Skaven just pouring out the front, like the main gates. Everyone, you see some of them are like hobbled, limping. Some of them are on fire. Craziness is happening. Everybody give me a challenging perception test. Once again, it's hearing.
Negative one.
Zero positive.
Seven positive.
Negative three. Can I also say that I have my arms spread out like I'm conducting a symphony?
Absolutely. What'd you have, Mina?
Zero positive.
Oh, zero positive. So, Mina, you hear... There's something like on the path... Like near the ledge you're on, mm-hmm. you can hear like coming towards you, but you can't quite make out what it is.
She got seven positives, so.
With seven positive success levels, Green Warden hears the bleeding of a goat.
Shasta!
Your goat is here.
I don't know about that.
Dinner.
What?
He's gonna, you know, he's gonna get us excited about that goat and it's gonna be Beastman.
Or a mutated goat. Or. Eaten. We'll be like, look, it's our goat.
So, Green Warden's the only one that hears that it's a goat. Mina, you just hear something.
Something is coming. It is perhaps a flaming skaven. It must be ready.
Probably me.
Are we on a whole?
Webby, give yourself a bonus fortune point for that one.
That was so good. Oh my god. That was good.
It was so Jesus. Understated. Probably me.
Wow.
My first direction. I'm very proud.
That's what he's conducting with.
Never before, but now I get it.
Mm. Are we on the same mountain or the mountain across the way? Is this the mountain we came from?
You're pretty sure.
Yeah. I don't know what direction we came into the mountain versus what window we went out of.
Lucky passed his test before. He said he wanted to go back to where you were before. I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm making that up.
No, like on the way back.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I wasn't listening. It's probably your goat. She says it like half sideways. For the DM, is this considered destroying the weapon and or destroying a source of corruption?
Yes.
Cool. I got one of my motivations, my ambitions.
While you're standing here and... Shasta and Boris walk up the path towards you.
Oh, hey, Boris.
Good thing you didn't bring him in.
I really like that you're like, we can't trust this guy. You, once again, feel the elation of completing something so massive.
Yeah.
Hot.
Damn it. That for destroying... Well, for preventing the Moonbreaker from firing, destroying it completely, mm-hmm. you get 200 experience and a fate point.
Wow. I have two now?
Yeah. Fate points, aren't you up to one?
Yeah, but I get a fate point?
Yeah.
Oh, I get one now. Life got good.
Oh, that's right.
I'm no longer a zero, guys. This is great.
You've been holding on to that fortune point since you lost your last fate. I forgot about that.
The only reason I was saving it because I had no fate points left.
Well, now you can get one.
Whoop.
Who Boris comes up and he's like, "Oh man, that knocked me on my ass. I can't believe you okay?"
Yeah, we're fine.
How actually. did you do that?
Yeah.
And Shasta says, "Meh."
That's right.
Yeah, I think Shasta laid an egg if she could from that. Would have laid an egg if she could. Thought my brain feels scrambled from that explosion. Eyes are green.
Oh, there was a bunch of warps down in there, like a metric ton of it. Like probably actually more than a metric ton.
Yes, and the fuel was like liquid warp stone.
That stuff can be a liquid?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Kind of can't believe y'all made out of there alive. And you got somebody new. Who that?
Oh, this is
I forgot China was there.
So this is actually very important, Dan. This role play right now might be part of a long-term, my longest-term ambition that I've had since character creation.
Oh, no. Make a Carl Jr.?
No. That was Carl's ambition.
I know.
Oh, this is Deputy Jenna Ebenhauer. She's my, and I just gesture towards Jenna.
Give me, but as you're saying this,
yeah,
give me a challenging charm test.
Even though I'm attractive.
Well, you can like flip the things or whatever,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's right. I've never wanted to roll a 39 as much as right now. 86.
All right, it's damaging for.
Yeah.
You can take the.
That was not a successful test. We're going to spend a fortune point.
Worth it.
Of course he is.
Worth it.
Love it.
That is a 51. That is also not a pass. Oh, charm. It is a pass. Okay. Yeah, one success level. Plus, so two with the attract, because I can add one to a successful test.
Okay, so two success levels. She looks at you for a moment as you, like, pause, and she says, girlfriend.
Boom! All right! Perfect! My long-term ambition for so long has just have a titled relationship.
Have a titled relationship.
That's what it says. It's old shit.
That is so good. What was it before that? Like, get married or something?
It was find a partner before that on the old character sheet.
Oh my god, have a titled relationship. Wow.
When Jonna says girlfriend, Webby counts down, like, under his breath. He's like, 3, 2, 1. And he points to the keep, and, like, a secondary explosion goes. But this time, like, it, like, emits, like, a bunch of purple and pink fireworks and stuff.
I love that.
Cute.
So there actually was, like, a storage cache of black powder and stuff that you guys...
Oh, yeah?
You kind of couldn't find it because it was, there's like a note on the door in Dwarven, and nobody speaks Dwarven in this party. Mm. If you look at the map, it's in this space right here that I'm pinging.
Because
there's a secret door.
So that
all explodes as well, making the explosion even bigger than expected. But yeah, so you see the Skaven clearly have been taken care of here. There's still dozens. But with the leaders dead, as far as you can tell, you know that one warlord was set loose. He might have survived. You know, he didn't have any weapons or armor, so who knows?
We did kill all those people.
Clan Mange.
I'm not sad about it.
The people? Like the humans?
There were some, like, slaves there.
They might have taken elves, too. Probably a dwarf or three.
But yeah, you're all out safe and sound.
We did it. Good job, guys.
Whew. So that's the end of it, right? Like, that's the end of the rats, end to all this stuff. Case closed, story finished, right? There was nothing else going on, right?
This is it?
Was it?
I suppose we should send missives back to the picket saying, hey, the whole cannon thing solved. You're welcome. Signed. The champion of Middenheim and Posse.
But doesn't that, like, isn't there, like, some unexplained stuff? Like, what about, the rats weren't working with, like, the rats were stealing the information, right? From the people that were tracking the moon and stuff? Or working with people? Because rats don't track that type of thing.
This is certainly a larger scale than we're used to seeing Skaven operate.
Yeah. Do you think they were being led by someone?
Oh, they're cult friends?
Well, it seemed like they were controlling the Yellowfang cult.
Yes, definitely.
But like...
We did let that one member of the Yellowfang live, the reformed member. Maybe we can look her up when we go back to Middenheim.
Yeah.
And if she has any contacts that we could use to figure out the deeper mystery.
Well, and she was probably staying at that inn for a couple weeks. We paid them off pretty well, so she might actually still be there recovering.
That is true.
Raina Moose.
But
still report back.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, like, what about Vendeclear or whatever? The dude in Middenheim that was doing all that stuff. He didn't have any connections with the rat people that we're aware of.
Chanticleer.
No. Chanticleer. No, the dude started Vanderbilt. With the V. He was the bad guy. Kidnapped that guy's niece.
Yeah, no.
Vasmir?
Vasmir.
A different cult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's still other stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's Middenheim. Forget it, Jake. It's Middenheim. There's always going to be cults.
Well, right. But it just seemed like they were working towards the same thing. So I just didn't assume that this is it, I guess.
I mean, look, the important thing is we're going to look so cool to the graph and the inner circle. And I will depose Luigi as chief physician, and then I don't really care what else happens.
Oh, Jesus.
We're all saying the same thing, right?
Jonna, so much happened in Middenheim after you left. Like, a lot.
Yeah, let's tell her about it while we make our way back to the pickup.
Yeah.
So start to make your way back down the trail. Boris has, like, the little camp you had just inside that goblin cave he's been waiting at. Everybody give me a challenging perception. This one is based on sight.
No.
Six positive. I rolled a five.
Low light conditions?
Yeah. Everything's glowing green right now.
Seven positive.
Well. So Lucky and Green Warden, you both notice as you're still, like, starting to make your way back to your little makeshift camp, a tiny pinprick of light in the sky to the east. That's like a yellow light, not warpstone green.
How high off the horizon?
Just kind of just above the mountain line.
Daytime or nighttime?
It's night.
That's not a star.
Is it two stars?
No.
Oh.
Where geographically is that around?
North, south, east, west.
It's to the east.
To the east.
Yeah, but like what landmarks are around the east?
More of the middle mountains.
So it is definitely in the sky and not just some tower or something?
Yes. And if you stay in there for a moment, you can, if you wait a couple minutes, you can see it is intermittently flaring and slowly, like, getting just the slightest bit bigger.
So it is moving towards us?
It seems. Yeah, once you point it out, anybody else can see it once it's pointed out to them.
There's a very good chance that this explosion gestures to giant green mountain, attracting some attention.
Yeah, probably.
No, not probably. If that's coming to us, it's attracted someone who would be coming here from the...
Oh, I hope so.
Dwarves.
Further if I could make a big enough explosion to cause the skies to fall, that's going on the resume.
It's flying.
You keep waiting and you see it's getting a little bit bigger and bigger, and then you can see there's some, like, dark shape behind this light.
It's a flying, contraption? Creature.
It's not flapping wings or anything like that, so you think it's probably not a creature.
I mean, I don't see what we can do besides wait to see what it is.
We can hide in the cave and
we
wait.
Not be seen by it, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like wait and see.
So you go hide, like, just at the entrance of the cave?
Yes.
Wait for it, and as it gets closer, you can start to see it, like, reflecting some of that green of the fires that are still burning. And it's very clearly a dirigible.
What the fuck? A dirigible.
It's like
a dirigible with you.
A blimp.
The blimp thing.
Oh, a blimp? What blimp thing?
Do you know what a blimp is?
I do.
It's like, but with a propeller and
a basket. I thought you were saying, like, it's the blimp thing. And I did we interact with a blimp?
It's an airship.
Thing? Ah!
With a big old balloon on top.
Who does that? Who?
As it gets closer, that? You all notice, you all recognize a symbol, like, draped over the side of the balloon. Oh, God. The Todbringer crest.
Oh, and we don't like them.
Well, they don't you're working like that. For the Todbringers.
Like, legit?
Todbringer's good.
You're the champion.
Oh, okay.
Of.
I think you're confusing them for whatever group is manning the picket.
Yes, you're right.
That's the Cardsburgers.
Cardsburgers.
Sorry, the Burgers.
The Graf.
The Graf.
The Graf?
The Todbringer.
Yeah.
It's
this came from the east.
Okay. You know, I don't know directions.
So this is probably his son that he doesn't like or something, right? Who's away at the war or something?
Use that map.
Listen, the direction of where this comes from is not going to give us any information. We're dumb. Yeah, right. So let's... What do you mean?
His son was away, right? And he was quite handsome.
Or and the illegitimate like son.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and as
we
it gets...
The graph, they probably, maybe they're coming for us. We should flag them down.
Or he's not coming for us if he's not legitimate and he was
you see
sing.
A... Moving closer to the keep. You could try to flag it down.
Do you want me to try to fly up there and
spy on
down
it?
Here? No, not spy on it. They're good guys.
You know, I mean,
what's a peace sign? Do I have a thing of like white whatever or something?
Pretty sure Webby just had me blow white. It up.
Take Shasta up. She's white.
White goat.
Yeah.
Just swinging her.
Leave your goat.
I mean, if you wanted your goat alive, don't set him up.
Do we?
John is like, we can do.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah,
magic.
Let's do magic or whatever. At it.
You'll do magic at them. They love that.
Real quick, I'm gonna have her. You know, there's plenty of different spells we could try for this. She's gonna just cast light.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I'll do marsh lights.
Yeah, I don't want to walk back. Sounds horrible.
Right? Like, you can get the ride.
So she casts light, like, on the end of her staff, you know, Gandalf style, the boing. And you see, like, the dirigible, like, immediately shifts and starts moving towards you. What'd you do?
Marsh lights.
Did you pass?
Yeah.
So you got a little boop, 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 a couple little of those lights.
It's a landing strip. It's telling them.
Yeah, right. You can, like.
Yeah.
As it comes closer, you can see a large bearded man leaning over the side of the gunwale, and he calls down in a voice that's kind of slightest bit familiar, and he says, "Who are you? What happened here?" And maybe you'll tell him in 314.
Maybe.
Next time.
That'd be pretty keen.
Oh, Jolene.
Proud of you guys for remembering the sun.
I'm proud of me for not knowing anything.
I'm proud because I don't even know who I work for.
I have the same
don't we don't like
thought,
that,
though, that Todbringers. Oh, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
But
Harper.
I mean, their name is meant to instill like fear.
They're bringing
death
Todd
bringers
right to us.
Todd, fuck. Quack.
Todd means death.
Does it?
Yeah. Their name means Deathbringers.
So what does toddler mean?
Evil
death
children.
Like a death waddle?
Death waddlers. Shit, bro.
Do we get EXP for achieving ambitions?
Yes. Your short-term ambitions are 50.
Well, that was a party ambition that we got for killing that fucking
whack
gun.
Yeah, one of my long-term ones was destroy a source of chaos.
Long-term ambition.
Long-term ambitions on the personal level are like your life is complete. You could retire.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
500 experience and or retire the character.
Yeah.
Short-term is 50 experience. And I think it does. I don't think it matters between personal and party. Like if you achieve the party ambition of destroying the gun, at least that's what you had on your sheet. Or like find the gun, you know, find out what's happening.
Gotcha.
For sure. So everybody can give themselves at least 50 for that.
Please put it in for me.
Oh,
my life is complicated.
I know.
Sorry, just thanks.
Kidding. Just kidding. But then I got to
go you're right.
Up
it's the same 50.
81.
Wait, how much did we get? before the 50? Did we get 200 at some point?
Yeah, we got 200 for blowing up the cannon.
Before that, we had gotten 150?
Yeah. Yeah, so big, big night for experience. You got, what, 400?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a fate point. It's pretty big.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we've officially completed the whole draft.
Already spent it all on... Cool.
I love that. I love it when things that happen inform decisions like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be afraid every fucking time.
Nope. My cool is now 47.
I'm gonna put a couple more points into Queekish. I feel like I got a lot of utility out of it.
I actually think that's very reasonable. Whew.
And I'm still down one wound.
I can't believe how quickly you guys got through Carrick's gig. You didn't like fuck around on the way up.
No, we didn't. We were like infiltrating a giant rat nest. Cool. Go in, blow it up, get out.
There were a couple different NPCs you could have met on the way and, you know, other things you could have found, obviously. But you were like, nope, stairs go up. Nope, stairs go up.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is reasonable. Well, and that kind of seemed out of necessity, too. There's fucking people everywhere. We were like sneaking.
Yeah. You didn't know that they already knew you were there and they were basically letting you through.
Yeah. We'll take it.
I walked right up to the cannon and fondled it while they were all just working on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing.
They're like, yeah, sure, you can play with the cannon.
What's the cost from 11 to 15 and then 16? Oh, I'm sorry. 6 to 10 and then 11 to 15.
For characteristics?
Mm.
6 to 10 is 30 each.
So that's 150?
Yeah.
And then what's the next set?
11 to 15 is 40 each.
So 200 plus 150.
They start getting real expensive.
So I don't have enough for that.
Mm-hmm. I bought some more ballistic skills and a lot of cool.
And I will be spending it on bullshit.
Love it. Look, I'm just going to further extreme specialize in shooting my bow. So that I don't look awfully terrible when I try and make a stealth test and completely fail and ruin it for the entire party.
Alternatively, it'll look even funnier when you fail now.
Yeah.
You know. Ain't wrong.
Nope.
So we'll at least spend the 150 to go up another 5 points of intelligence.